I think that's what I think that's what's going to happen. We'll go up with scaffolding and see how that works. Over.
That sounds a lot safer than climbing those trees that I saw in your pictures. They don't seem to have a whole lot of branches or anything. What was I going to say? Oh yeah, the keying up. I think I'm going to guess it's not intentional, and it sounds like some kind of a squelch tail from a repeater. That's part of the system of Randy's system. And it's delaying. I'm just guessing. Over.
Yeah, I'm just watching the board there on Randy's situation here. Anyway, we'll just pause there for a second and try to track it.
Let me see if I got it. Yeah, like I said, I don't think it's intentional, so it might activate once in a while. Who knows? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. What time was it? It was around just before 10 or something. I heard an Australian station asking if it was being heard, that kind of thing, and so I answered him, and we spoke for a little while, and he was telling me he was going to go up a tower at his QTA, and I thought, okay, no big deal and everything, and he said he wanted to... Nobody was answering him on local repeaters of his area, so he just wanted to take it on to let anybody know that he was climbing a tower, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I hope you don't do anything dangerous. And he wasn't doing anything dangerous. I think he just wanted to be heard kind of thing. And so we set our 7-3s when we were done. It was a short queue, so. And about a half hour later, he gives me a call and says he was back down. I thought that was great. That was great, you know, because after our first QSO, I was wondering whether or not everything was all right, because, you know, I was concerned. And he gives me a call back and tells me everything was all right, you know, and... I thought that was awesome. VE1EP8-3-H-O-1-1.
Yeah, sorry about that, Henry. I had an alarm coming through there, so I didn't want to key up with an alarm going in the background. Yeah, I thought the same thing. If I go there and there's no volunteers, I'm definitely going to call you and say, well, if I'm not down in 15 minutes, well, you know what to do.
You know, that key up sometimes has a noise and sometimes it doesn't. So that tells me it's unintentional. So that's good. It's easier to deal with something technical instead of man-made problem. I would know. I would have a good idea what to do if it was in your situation, kind of thing. You know, I can always call somebody in Nova Scotia. You know. In your area, some kind of, how would I do that? How would I call emergency services out there? There would be nothing I could do for Australia, of course. But nevertheless, I felt better knowing that he was down. Over.
Yeah, Henry, it looks like it's coming in from the DMR side of the Saskatchewan system. Anyway, just stand by one. G5RJM, are you allowed to pick with you there, Randy? I know you're expected back there today.
Where'd you go, Emil? V-A-3-H-O-I.
Stand by one, Henry.
E5 Alpha Lima, listening.
Hey, bonjour, Pierre. E5 Alpha Lima, VA3HOY.
Good morning, Andy. Yeah, that's Kia or Squelch is coming. DMR somewhere in Saskatchewan. And I know what you're talking about. We have the same problem so many times. I don't know what the hell is going on with the DMR system. But, yeah, Randy is coming back this afternoon. He will be back home this afternoon. I just let you know. Good morning, Henry. And, yeah, go ahead, Henry.
Yeah, BA3 Hawaii returning. Yeah, Emil's in there too. He was distracted with something, probably an alarm coming through. Randy's probably at the campsite right now, telling everybody he wants to stay. You know, don't take the trailer, leave the boat, leave the fishing rods. I'll stay here for another week. I'll live at the campsite. You know, you guys can go. I don't know. DMR. Oh, goodness, you know. I'm never going back to DMR. It just wasn't worth it. It's great on Simplex. It's great on a repeater that's not connected to the Internet, you know. But even then, I remember having problems. But I'm never going back to DMR. I'm staying away from that. Emil, if you're there, go ahead. If not, you are taken.
Oh, well, thank you, Henry. Yeah, I have a... I know some guys in Saskatoon, they have some DMR radio. And I'm talking with Patrick about it. And I said, what do you think about the DMR radio? Oh, he says, but he says, I says, I don't know. He said, very, very hard to program that stupid thing. And it's very touchy and not very good comment at all about DMR radio at all. Honestly, Henry, if you say, Pierre, you know what? I buy you a Christmas for you, and I buy you a brand new DMR radio. Do you still want it? I said, not a chance. I don't want it. I don't care how much you pay. back to you.
Yeah, I don't want to beat up on the subject too long because I know some people think that DMR is the greatest thing ever since sliced bread. I've heard that many times. But for me, no, I just don't care for it anymore. I tried it for years and always problem after problem. You know, we've got two repeaters here with great, great DMR coverage. And even in a net or regular QSO, all of a sudden the station would just drop off. And where'd they go, you know? Well, I don't know what happened. I was there. I was talking, you know. It happened over and over and over. And that was just one of many problems. But and when it comes to programming, a thing called the cold plug, you know, you've got to have this guru behind a curtain somewhere that can figure these things out. It was beyond me and beyond many people. So, anyway, I'll stick to other things, and this is one. You know, it's a key, talk, and unkey. And listen, it's almost bulletproof here. Emil, if you're there, go ahead. If not, Pierre, take it. I think I've said that before. Go ahead, Emil.
Yeah, very good, Henry. I'm just sending you a text. I found a number that you may have to use if if duty calls. Anyway, I'll send you to an attached message there, Henry. Over.